Good morning. My name is Amanda Watson, and I'd like to share some things with you if I could. But before I get started, I just want to go ahead and pray us in. Blessed Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning, and I just thank you. I thank you for all that you are and all that you have done for us. I thank you for your word, which stands timeless and incorruptible. Father, I just thank you, and I ask that you let me receive your spirit. I ask that you just take me out of the equation completely and use me to speak what you have to be spoken today. Father, I thank you that you have given us the opportunity to serve you. I thank you for all of the ways that you keep us and you direct us and you guide our steps. And I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for the love that you had for us when you sent him down for us to die on the cross and bear our sins and bear our burden of guilt. And Father, it's in his sweet name that I pray. Amen. Okay, so y'all are going to have to bear with me because this is a little bit out of my comfort zone. Hopefully it won't be for long. But I have some things to share. First, if you've got your Bible handy, which you should have, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. It speaks this: "Then a woman who was ill with a flow of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, 'If I may just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed.' But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you well.' And the woman was made well instantly." That's good stuff right there, but I want to take it a little bit further. Over in Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36, it says, "When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country and brought him all who were sick and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." Okay, so these verses speak to me because in May of 2020, I touched the hem of his garment and I was delivered from a decade of witchcraft and chaos. And I was content to stay there, just hanging on to the hem of his garment, receiving my healing, which has been and will most likely always be an ongoing thing. But over the last few months, I've been praying for more because I know there is more. And these prayers led to another deliverance, which was breaking off all the ties and bondages and remnants of that decade that I spent enslaved in witchcraft and occultism. And I've been praying to be closer to God, because the more of his Holy Spirit that I receive, the more I want. And then my sleep schedule started to change. Like consistently changed. I'd waking up at certain times of the night just to start praying. And I started to feel this pull, this constant pull, and it's still there and it's drawing me closer. And that's what happens when you pray. God answers you. I've prayed to get closer to God. He's been pulling me closer to God, and if that means waking me up in the middle of the night for me to talk to him, then that's what it means. So then yesterday, once again, a sermon kind of changed my trajectory. It had me asking, how can I serve you, God? Like, he's done all these amazing things for me and he's turned my life completely around, so how can I serve him more? So when the altar was opened up, I approached him at the altar to ask him to show me. And before I had finished praying, even before I even really got it out of my mouth good, I had felt his answer, and it startled me. Okay, it scared me. I know that there are these greater works that are to be done, but I'm still working on just getting to the works, and it as this answer kind of fell on me, I started asking for strength and for boldness and for courage. See, because I already had started a blog sharing my Bible study, and I guess I was hoping that would be enough of a work. And now, hearing it very clearly, this call to step up and step out, I'm just wasn't sure. Maybe I was sure, but I didn't want to hear that. I think it was probably that I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear him saying, I need you to be more. I need you to do more. I need you to go more. So I came home from church and I was studying on how I can serve God. I might be a little stubborn. I might be a little dense. We'll go with stubborn though, because it fits. So I was just kind of letting the Holy Spirit direct me in scripture. And one of the passages that I was led to yesterday afternoon was in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And it says, He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers for the equipping of the saints and for the work of service and the building up of the body of Christ. That's good. Okay. I kind of see where you're going with this, Lord. And then almost immediately after that was Philippians 3, verse 14. I press toward the goal of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Y'all can tell how far out of my comfort zone I am with this. Okay. Got to press in a little closer, holding on to the hem of his garment, pressing in closer. I see where you're going. Still being stubborn, see, because that's what I do. I need to make sure. So then he took me to Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. That you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing to all, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, enduring everything with perseverance and patience joyfully, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints of light. If you can believe it, after all that, I was still unconvinced, still being a little bit stubborn. So a little bit later, I settled in just to read out of my English Standard Version. And I was reading in Matthew. And those passages that I read at the beginning about the hem of his garment, that kind of stuck with me hard. But then also in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Okay. So I'm sitting there with all of these verses from scripture kind of rattling around in my head and my heart. So I prayed on it and went to bed. I woke up several times, just like I usually do. And I started praying each time, just like I've come to know to do. And those passages were still in my head and my heart. So I got to thinking, but really, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, logically, it means to go where he leads and to do as he did, to preach, to help, to serve, to comfort, to heal, and to deliver in his name. So when I woke up again 30 minutes before I had my alarm set at 4:30, I went ahead and got up and I started praying, got the coffee going, and I was praying on those verses and on the pull that I feel. And this is where you should know that I'm really wrestling. I mean, this is me to God this morning. I mean, evangelism isn't for everyone. Surely that's not what you want from me, right, Lord? So almost immediately he tells me to study on obedience. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm paying attention now. So the very first passage that he took me to was 1 Samuel 15, and it's verses 22 and 23. Samuel said, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much in obeying the voice of the Lord? Obedience is better than sacrifice, a listening ear than the fat of rams. This is a good part. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Now in this passage, Samuel is talking to Saul. But through the passage, the Lord was speaking directly to me. Because by sitting here being stubborn and not being obedient to God's call and the word that he's spoken into my life, the word that he had spoken into my life was in direct answer to the prayers that I've been praying to get closer to him and to show me how I could serve him. So this is just an illustration of how stubborn I can be sometimes. But by not being obedient to that call, I was in danger of being no better off than I was before I accepted Jesus when I was living as a witch. So then he took me through some more scripture. Romans chapter 1 verses 5 and 6. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience of faith among all nations for his name, among whom you are also called by Jesus Christ. Okay, right there. I received the grace, but I also received apostleship. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Then in Isaiah chapter 1 verses 18 through 20. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Whoa. So that's some pretty heavy stuff right there. Like, it's one thing to receive salvation. It's one thing to receive healing and deliverance. But that's not as far as it goes. It goes further. It goes so much further than that. So then he took me to Acts, chapter 6, verse 7. So the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples grew rapidly in Jerusalem, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. So I got to spread the word. Okay? So then he took me to Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in the form of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Even Jesus had to be obedient to the Father's word. Can you imagine? I had made a post on my blog on Resurrection Sunday on Good Friday before the Resurrection Sunday, on how grateful I was for Christ's obedient heart, that he obeyed the Father. And here I am sitting here wrestling with God, saying, no, surely that's not what you want from me. Maybe it is. So then he took me to 1 Peter 1, verse 14. As obedient children, do not conduct yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. So I'm sitting here in my comfort zone, happy to hang on to the hem of that garment because it's comfortable, because it's peaceful and easy, and I'm not having to really work too hard, you know, study and pray and repent when I need to and stay in Christ. Yeah, that's easy. I can do that. Well, then he took me to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today. And the curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn away from the way which I am commanding you today to go after other gods which you have not known. So, this message is clear. You know, hang on to his garment if you must, Amanda. But you must take up the cross and follow. You have to step up. You have to step out in faith. It's been freely given to me, and I'm supposed to freely give it to others. And the work that I'm called for isn't my choice. I don't get to choose what the Lord gives me to do. I get to choose whether or not I do it. And as, you know, we've seen very clearly, there's punishment for not being obedient. He sees disobedience as bad as the witchcraft, the life I was living before. I mean, what is the point of being delivered from the world to not be obedient and be considered as a part of the world? Because that's what we're called for. We're called to be set apart. We're called to be different. We're called to be obedient and to trust in him and have faith in him and to go out and help other people grab a hold of that. So I'm stepping up into it. You know, I've been humbled before God, because it's not what I would have asked for. I was asking to be closer to him, yes, but you don't get to be closer to him without him putting you to work. That's just how it is. Like, we have jobs to do. When we step up and ask God to get closer, then the way we get closer to him is by doing his work, by doing the things that he wants us to do. And I'm humble enough right now to know that this isn't about me or my comfort zone. because I'm terribly, terribly uncomfortable with this. This is about telling the good news of the kingdom of God. So that's why I'm here introducing this brand new podcast. I'm still overcoming through Christ. That's what we're doing here. We're overcoming through Christ. But now I'm trying to reach out and help others do the same thing. Because let me tell you something. If touching the hem of his garment can change a witch who was bound for hell into a prayer warrior and a disciple, then you better believe when I say it can change anyone. So that's what I'm about right now. I want to help change lives. I want to be used by God. It's not me. This is not me. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with who lives in me. And Christ has taken up residence in my heart. And the love of him who came and showed such love for us permeates everything that I do now. And the only way that I can really serve him properly in that is to tell other people, man, you have no idea what you're missing. Yeah, it's not always easy. Taking the step to walk as a Christian and as an apostle is not easy. The world hates us because we love him. And we think that we can do both. You can't straddle that line. You can't be of the world and of Christ. So you have to clearly delineate yourself from all of that. This is me delineating myself from everything that I was before, although having been where I was makes me have a greater appreciation for the grace and mercy that was extended to me. Just thank you, Jesus. Like, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to reach down to the very gates of hell to bring me back home, but you did. And I'll never stop thanking him for that. I'll never stop telling people what he did for me. And for a little more background, I was a full-fledged hoodoo priestess. I was working in that. Had my whole life built up around this thing that I had become involved in, which in and of itself was an act of rebellion, because 10 years ago, before I got into all of that, I had felt a call. But because it was a call for something higher that I wasn't ready for, I rebelled at that point. And that's what took me down that path. That rebellion that decade ago took me down that path that almost landed me right in hell. And now, having had the blood of Christ applied to my life and continually applying that blood of Christ to my life and continually reaching for him and pressing in and grabbing a hold of his garment and hanging on to it, I'm now to a point where I'm ready to reach out. So this is me reaching out. And there are several ways that you can be in touch with me. I have Facebook, Amanda Roundtree Watson. You can also, click on the links below where this blog will be posted. You can email me, amanda.roundtree.watson@outlook.com or at gmail.com. I'll be happy to pray with you. I'll be happy to pray for you. I'll be happy to tell you all about what Jesus has done for me and what he can do for you, how he can heal you, how he can cleanse you, how he can lift you up out of the pit of hell that you're in, regardless of the circumstances of how you got there, and bring you up into his light and to his love and to his healing and his peace. Because that's what he gives you. Even right now, as disquieted as my flesh is over putting myself out here like this, I have peace because I know that I'm doing what God wants me to do. I have peace because I know that I'm finally taking up my cross to follow him. That is the goal, to follow him. He came to preach the good news of the kingdom. And in doing so, this world crucified him. This is me crucifying my fleshly comfort to follow him. This is me saying, if he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody. And I'll be happy to help you get there. And if I, for whatever reason, can't help you get there, then I can help get you to somebody who can help you get there. So, that's all I have. And I just want to pray us out. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony and to share how you have directed me to this point in my life, to this trajectory changing point in my life where you're now having me step out boldly in faith, to step out preaching and teaching your word, calling to those who might need you, calling to those who, for whatever reason, have found themselves in a world of hurt, in a world of depression, anxiety, bodily or mental sickness. Father, I want them to know that they can get the same thing from you that you've given me. Father, I just love you so much, and I thank you for everything that you're doing. I thank you for the mighty works that you have in store. I thank you, Father, for the mighty deliverances that you have in store, and I thank you for the ability to boldly speak your words. I thank you, Father, that you love us so much. I thank you for your Son and his beautiful love that he displayed for us. And it's in his name that I pray. Amen.